With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Now that the guns have fallen silent across war-ravaged Gaza, what next? President Trump has been talking with other world leaders.
We've all agreed that supporting Gaza must be done to lift up the people themselves, but we don't want to fund anything having to do with the bloodshed, hatred, or terror.
The president has returned to the White House following his triumphant trip to the Middle East. And now that phase one of his peace plan has been implemented, Mr. Trump says it's time to forge ahead with phase two and beyond. Mr. Trump appears to have run out of patience with Russia's Vladimir Putin as deadly attacks on Ukrainian civilians continue unabated.
President Donald Trump has warned Russia that he may send Ukraine long-range Tomahawk missiles if Moscow doesn't settle its war there soon. Trump describes the Tomahawk as an incredible and offensive weapon.
Correspondent Charles Zeledesma says Mr. Trump is planning a Friday White House meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky. 2 weeks into the government shutdown, no end in sight.
House Speaker Mike Johnson warns that this shutdown could last a while longer.
We're barreling toward one of the longest shutdowns in American history unless Democrats drop their partisan demands and pass a clean, no-strings-attached budget to reopen the government.
The Pentagon will pay military personnel this week, but many other federal workers are not getting their paychecks. And the White House is carrying out mass firings with Vice President Vance warning of painful cuts ahead. Greg Clugston, Washington.
One weather-related fatality in New York City from the nor'easter that hammered the East Coast and the Carolinas to New England over the past few days. One death, two people missing in coastal southwest Alaska, hard hit by the remnants of a typhoon. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 264. This is SRN News. A British church sparks outrage.
Canterbury Cathedral has allowed a gay poet to install graffiti inside the sanctuary that questions the authority of God and his goodness. The graffiti includes questions such as, why did you create hate when love is more powerful? And why all the suffering? Outrage over the display is surging all throughout the Christian world. Canterbury Cathedral was founded in 597 and is the seat of the Archbishop of Canterbury, the head of the Anglican Church. Michael Harrington reporting.
A pastor of a prominent underground church in China was detained by the police last week, along with a number of parishioners. They may face charges of illegal dissemination of religious content via the Internet. Pastor Ezra Mingri of the Zion Church was held at his home, along with some of the others. Zion Church is among the largest house churches that are unregistered with the authorities in communist China. This is SRN News. My goodness, there really is a great pumpkin.
A California engineer and gardening enthusiast has won the top prize at a pumpkin weighing contest in Northern California. Brandon Dawson of Santa Rosa clinched victory Monday at the 52nd World Championship Pumpkin Weigh-Off in Half Moon Bay. His giant pumpkin weighed 2,346 pounds. He says his four-year-old son now pays attention to the growing process, especially since giant pumpkins can grow 50 to 70 pounds a day. Keith Peters, Washington.
New tariffs on imported kitchen cabinets, bathroom vanities, and unupholstered furniture in the U.S. are in effect as of today. The White House says the aim is to boost domestic production and protect American companies. A Harvard University forecast expects home remodeling activity to remain slow but steady through the middle of next year. More details at srnnews.com.